Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States strongly condemns a terror attack on Tunisia's presidential guard that killed 12 and wounded 50 in Tunis. The Islamic State, or Daesh, has claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing, which was the latest in a string of terrorist attacks in Tunisia in the last year, including the Sousse Beach and Bardo Museum attacks, which left 59 dead. Terrorists have sought to use fear and violence to undermine the important gains the Tunisian people have made in pursuit of a democratic, stable, and prosperous country, said White House National Security Council spokesperson Ned Price in a statement. We will continue to provide robust security, economic, and governance support as they build upon the progress achieved since 2011. The people of the United States extend our deepest sympathies to the victims' families. Our government has offered assistance with the Tunisian authorities' investigation. Secretary Kerry was proud to stand with Tunisian leaders earlier in Tunis and reaffirm our country's extensive economic, governance, and security cooperation, said State Department Deputy Spokesperson Mark Toner. We will continue to support the Tunisian people as they work to build a democratic and prosperous future for their country. Tunisia is where the Arab Spring was born, said Secretary of State John Kerry. It is where it distinctly continues to bloom in ways that are defining possibilities for other countries in the region. The eyes of the world are on Tunisia, and America wants Tunisia to succeed.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.